Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
We want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. As always, we just love it when you're wanting to come scoot up to the table and join us in this wonderful conversation. And just to remind everybody, if you are listening live, we're on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific time. So we do have room in the chat room if you want to do that. We'll also have the switchboard available too. So that number again for you guys is 626-747-3206. And you can go ahead and be dialing in, and we'd love to have you in, a part of the conversation. So we have a few of our diners tonight. Mr. Jamie, as always, we just love Mr. Jamie. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie, calling from Seattle, Washington. I'm doing pretty good.
You're doing pretty good. And how's your tattoo parlor, the Chrome Ohm, doing?
Well, the Chrome Ohm is transitioning from summer to fall. And we're slowing down a little bit, but, you know, I always open, and I try to be cautiously and optimistic about the day. So,
okay. Okay. So if anybody's needing a holiday tattoo,
right?
There you go.
It's kind of a that's the way it is with the season and the business. So here we are.
Okay. Well, that's good. You can keep it creative and keep it exciting. That's all good.
Right.
And Miss Kim was on our show last week when I did my Flowerful Wisdom, and she's decided to join us in the cafe. So Miss Kim, how are you tonight?
I'm excellent, and I'm speaking to you from the Garden State of New Jersey. Last
Yay!
Week I was in Las Vegas with your sister, and tonight
yes.
it's night here in New Jersey, but I'm glad to be at the table with all of you.
Well, and it's exciting to thinking we've got both coasts represented, so I'm very excited about that as well. So, and how is it in New Jersey tonight?
It's dark and rainy.
Dark and rainy. Okay. Hopefully it's a pleasant rain.
But my spirit is bright.
Yay! And Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing just wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, and how is it wonderful, San Diego?
Not too bad.
Okay. Miss Gloria is going to be popping in and out. She lives really close to one of the airports, and she wants to make sure that we're not disturbed by we always have this tribute of flights coming overhead, so we're always glad that we had that kind of going on. And I'm Robin Masevich, your host at the Transformation Cafe, and I'm in Riverside, California, and we want to really welcome you for the show. So I'm going to be doing kind of an update. We, at the beginning of, if you go back to show 222 with the Transformation Cafe, we were doing Reboot with Hugh Singh, and we were talking about Joe Cross and his Reboot with Joe. And I'd really looked into that before. We had a friend of ours back in May that had done a show on juicing, and it took me till this month, in September, to go ahead and try juicing. So I just wanted to do an update and kind of what was going on with all that. And it's been a great month of really looking at a lot of different wellness programs, wellness suggestions that are out there in a lot of different ways. So I wanted to kind of give everybody an update with that kinds of stuff. So I did the full 20 days, which I'm very proud about. The first 5 days was what they call having a clean diet. And that's kind of a catchphrase nowadays. It seems that everybody's really kind of talking about that. And when you're eating clean, it's called eating clean, you're getting rid of the dairy, coffee, salts, meats, and processed foods. So you're not really eating anything out of a box or a window. You know how that goes. And I found that to be okay. Actually, that was more challenging for me than actually getting into just the juice only. And I was really craving bread. I'm a bread lover. And it really, it was a big challenge for me for a couple of days to be working through that. But one thing that Joe talks about is you get to a point where after about 3 or 4 days, you just feel really good because you're in this place where you've allowed your body to get rid of some of the regular cravings and things that it's been wanting on for just the the stuff that can slow you down and have it be more taxing to the body, and then you have a lot of energy. So in my middle 10 days, I was doing at least 3 to 4 juices a day. And just as kind of a social thing, I chose to either do salads and soups. I'd go out with my family and they would be eating dinner or breakfast or whatever, and I would opt to have some soup or salad with them. So it was keeping it very light and easy for my system. I did have at the end of it with, with the when you have the pre-boot and the post-boot was going to be another 5 days where you're getting back into eating more foods and stuff like that. It's been more of a challenge for me getting back into eating like I regularly would in the past, and I'm kind of missing the lightness of the meals and just the level of energy. Because one thing I've noticed is since I've gotten to have more food in my diet, I'm getting more tired. When the time when I was just doing a lot of the juicing, I was staying up later, had a lot more energy, but nowadays it's kind of get even back into it now. I'd have I had a salmon salad tonight, and I found myself within a couple hours I was starting to feel a little more tired than I would if I just didn't do some juicing. So it's interesting how it really affects the body and does that. So Kim, have you ever done any juicing?
I have not. I'm probably one of the few people on the planet who has not.
You know, I don't think I've been looking at that too, and they said that the majority of people that are not really into, having juicing as a regular practice is they're saying most people only get about 5% of their fruits and vegetables every day. Because if you're not if you're not doing something on a micronutrient level, which means you're doing some smoothies or something like that pretty much every day, it's really minimizing the amount of benefit it can have for the body. So hopefully I can motivate you. Because, before I did this program, I was juicing at least once a day in the morning. And I shared last show how being a florist with Flowers for You in Riverside, California, that I go into holidays or big weddings and things like that, and I just would spend by the end of the day. And now that I juice, I really find that I have, a real good reserve of energy and can keep going, and it just really helps me to be in just a better place of being more balanced within my body, even that, of course, and that's eating healthy as well. If I get into 2 or 3 days and I'm starting to eat a lot of processed drive-through stuff and things like that, my body will totally be talking to me about that. So it's definitely something that really kind of affects me. So how about you, Jamie? Did I motivate you to try any juicing this month, since I was going to be participating in the program?
No, but I'm closely monitoring you, and you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So one of the things that I did while I was on the program was Joe has – his original movie came out, and last show I had said that his movie came out like in 2010, which wasn't true. It actually came out closer to 2008, which was Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, and it was his personal story of how he had a medical rash condition with his body, and he was at least over 100 pounds. That was affecting him with the different kinds of junk food and stuff like that he had been eating. And he committed himself to just doing juicing for 60 days. He's an Australian, and part-time he lives in New York City. And for the first 30 days, he was in New York and was juicing. And then the second half, he went from New York to San Diego in one month. He was traveling through that. So it really showed a level of energy and just the different things that he learned about that. One thing I liked about The Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, too, which was his follow-up documentary that he does, is really it follows him from literally the day he finishes the first documentary and all the traveling and showing the documentary to all these different people and just all the different stories and stuff that came out of it. A couple of them that I wanted to highlight. To really encourage you guys. I think the movie's going to be coming out like November 2nd or something like that. He's going to have that available. So well worth being able to look at that. I would encourage you, though, to go ahead and get Fat, Sick, or to see Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead first, but because you get a little more invested in the people and stuff like that, because it's pretty much a follow-up of the different things that happen with people. But one of the stories was from a tweet. He likes to tweet people. And had one of his followers, a lady, found out that her son, I think he was 5 or 6 years old, and he started complaining that his ankle hurt. And within a short amount of time, they took him to the doctor, and they said that he had arthritis. and it was starting to affect his whole, like, say, right side of his body. And within a short amount of time, he was in a wheelchair, and it affected all of his body. He even got to a point where they wanted to give him steroids, and he was getting shots for his eyes because he had arthritis in his eyes. So she found out about Joe and started putting her son on juicing. And within about 3 to 4 months, all the joint pain went away. He no longer had to be on his medications, and he pretty much is just an avid juicer now. And at the time they were showing the second documentary, he was going to be going out for his first football league, which was very, very exciting. So it just shows how just changing your diet and really being mindful of the different things that can cause your body to have different issues with just processed foods and things like that. There's so many ingredients in processed foods that we don't even know that can affect your body when it comes to levels of just reactions. And a lot of the problems that people have with different things that they have going on with their bodies is inflammation. And that can, again, that can come from different preservatives or additives and things like that that come into even dyes and things like that go into the body. Just to remind everybody who is listening to the show, if, you know, this is information, and if anybody feels really led to want to get into this kind of a program, it's always good to consult your doctor, because, you know, with medications and different things you're having for wellness, it's a good idea to make sure that everything's going to be working in alignment with each other. So make sure you get medical advice if there's any kind of way that you want to do that. So, and if you have questions with that, and we can direct you in a way, you know, there's always going to be a place where you can leave comments and ideas for the shows and stuff like that with this episode. So please feel free to go ahead and be adding anything that goes along with that as well. One thing I really loved was on the last show, Gloria was sharing about how she had been working with the with talking about water, and that when it comes to eating your fruits and vegetables and all that, it really helps you to come into being able to get the full benefit of having all these different fruits and vegetables available to you. So that's one thing that I really wanted to talk about again too, because it's very important for all of us to realize that we can definitely get so much more of a benefit out of being able to have those fruits and vegetables and stuff. And the way it hydrates the body is just really, really good. So, Gloria, is there anything else you want to add to that about just the benefits of having your fruits and vegetables? Because you were sharing about how it's more accessible, there's more energy, and hydration is such an important part of the body that, you know, when it comes to juicing, it's just right up there with some of the benefits.
Well, if I remember correctly, what I was saying is that the food that you eat, if you have more of a live source, something that hasn't been cooked, the amino acids being killed and the water being changed, that the body will absorb it better because it's a living being to a living being.
Mm-hmm. That's a very neat way of saying it. I like the way you said that. And I don't know if one thing we could have touched on last show was Dr. Emoto had done, he had a wonderful book that was put out, I think in the early 2000s, which was called Messages from Water. And it just shows the level of signatures that water carries. And, you know, whether it's a glass of water or it's in our life form, we definitely have signatures that the water is so magnificent in being able to help us to hold positive, you know, energies. And it goes into all different aspects of your thought creating, you know, creating change and being something that can be impacting us on just multiple levels. So that's another reason with, you know, the living waters is something that's just very, very important. So I wanted to touch back on that because I thought it was brilliant because it came from Gloria. So you know it was.
Hi, Gloria. That goes without saying, Robin.
Yes, that goes without saying. Yeah, Kim.
One thing I could add is I'm actually from Saratoga Springs, and up there we have at least, I think the number is 42 different kinds of water from various mineral springs. And I have a friend who literally lectures around the world on all these different kinds of water and what they do for different bodily functions, et cetera. You know, that's about all I know about it, but it's really fascinating to me that the earth gives us so many different kinds of water to nourish and nurture ourselves.
Yeah, that's very cool. Wow, that's kind of amazing. 48 different kinds. That's very, very interesting. So it just shows that, you know, and if you go back to just the plant kingdom, I know if you look into on a very rudimentary level, that was good that I said that, that everything that grows around you is really what you need. So, you know, think back in the day when dandelions would grow near you, there could be a level of detoxing that you needed that the dandelions would provide for you. So it literally would grow around you to help you to get what you need without having to go too far out of your own front door to be able to be benefiting from that. And, you know, if we get back to, you know, the basics and get rid of pesticides, there would be so many things that we could benefit from the natural grasses and stuff that are around us that are edible. They would really be able to give stuff that would really benefit us for the body. So one thing that I wanted to bring up, too, is that I've learned since I started the this reboot was there's a really great website, which is called mindbodygreen.com. And it's a really great place that has all different kinds of things for just wellness programs. It's got anything for positive thought and thinking. And they really give you all kinds of wonderful short articles that can give you a lot of information that can really be beneficial for yourself. And one in particular that I was watching during this time was two people who do triathlons. And the guy that was on the interview, he did 5 triathlons in 7 days. So talk about an ultimate triathlonist. He was just, and he said that he said, well, what do you guys eat? And he said, well, you know, he goes, fruits and vegetables, nuts and grains. And I do a lot of smoothies and I just try to jam pack as much nutrients that can benefit my body in the drinks and stuff that I have. And we just try to consume massive amounts with them, you know, being an athlete, you know, the amount of calories that they burn. But they both were vegetarians, and they really found a benefit and had high energy when they were working with these smoothies and just juicing that they do. So just another testimonial of the fact that, you know, people think, oh, if I just had fruits and vegetables and I was drinking juice all day long, I wouldn't have enough energy to do anything, when you've got people who are doing mega triathlons, and this is basically their food sources, their energy sources that they do. So, you know, it's a garden in a cup, and it really can give you more energy. One thing that I found when I was doing the juicing was, like I said, I had a lot more energy. Now that I'm on the other side of it, I'm craving the salads and healthy soups, you know, clear broth soups and things like that. And I'm even craving juice again. You know, I'll go through my day and eat like a regular lunch. And then like a couple hours later, that's one thing that Joe talks about in his second documentary is, you know, when you're eating regularly and you're eating things that have a lot of fat, they really can, your body gets full, but it doesn't get the nutrients that it needs. So within a short amount of time, you're hungry again. And that hunger really is wanting to get those nutrients that basically can feed the body to do all the stuff that it wants to do. And, you know, we get sick and have problems with our energy levels and things like that when continually it's not getting fed what it needs to be able to sustain and actually just have a high level of vitality for the body. So it's not a magic bullet, but, you know, it really shows you that there can be ways of, you know, going to the program probably 3 or 4 times a year and allowing yourself to detox your body and being able to, like I said, you know, having juice on a regular basis to give you that extra energy. Once you do it and you see the difference, it's just amazing how you really don't want to go without it, because it's, you know, it's a multivitamin in liquid form that really, it automatically goes into your system and really can benefit your system. So it's just really, really wonderful to have that something as an experience. So my plan is to continue. I'm not necessarily, every month I'll probably do 2 to 3 days where I'll just be juicing, and I'm going to be doing it probably through the holidays, because I found with going back to eating, it really helps me to know that that's an option that I can do for helping me to cleanse and keep myself in a place where I have more energy. I still have some more weight that I want to lose, so I figure what a great thing to have as an option when you're going into the holidays to have this as something that we really can work with. So it just works out really, really well. So that's kind of my plan with stuff. So anybody else have plans for the holidays?
I'm going to hold you accountable.
Okay.
That's my plan.
How's that working for you, Robin? Yeah, holidays are quite the challenge. You know, but really, I mean, I want to go back to that. You crave different stuff when you've gone through a reboot. It's very, very interesting. You know, I had an opportunity to eat some French fries and stuff a couple days ago, and I had two or three of them, and they just didn't taste good. I'm like, this doesn't taste good anymore. You know,
are you keeping a journal?
No, I'm not. I should, and I'm not right now. I'm
good. Only, and I say should very loosely because it's very nice to go back and reread the discoveries mm-hmm. that you made.
Yeah, and I think too with something like that, it can be very empowering to go back and see where you were and where you are now, and just to come some level of perspective. You know, it really helps you to see all these different things that you have going on. So.
And a year from now, when you look back and you've already gotten rid of all of these things, you're like, I remember that used to taste so good, comma, in my mind.
Yeah. Well, I went to a birthday party on Saturday, and the majority of people there were all people who like to eat more of a raw diet. So we had a lot of good healthy choices. You know, there was a good couple salads there, and they were like, vegetable roll, you know, roll-ups with lettuce and things like that were good. But, you know, by the end of the night, we had flan and we had, you know, cheesecake, and we even had some ambrosia that rolled, you know, that came in the door kind of thing. But the ambrosia actually was the one I preferred because it was a, you know, that's the way you do the whipped cream, and it's got all the fruits and nuts and everything in it. And with a little bit of coconut, it's really delicious. And
the cream is better than having Cool Whip, and not to knock Cool Whip because I like Cool Whip, but health-wise, having real cream, having real butter, you know, it's healthier for you than a lot of these things that are out there that say low calorie. I can't believe it's not butter. Well, you shouldn't be eating those things. They're plasticines.
Yeah, you know, Cool Whip is a petroleum product. A lot of people don't realize that, but it is. It's petroleum. So it's like, what? With sugar. Petroleum with sugar. There you go. You're like, bleh.
Corn syrup.
So, but yeah, I really did. I enjoyed the ambrosia because they did use regular whipped cream, and it was all real fresh stuff with you know, the grapes and apples and had almonds in it and coconut and all that. And it was just very, you know, I didn't have a lot of it, but I had enough to say, you know, that was my preferred, just crunchy and fruity and a little sweet and stuff. It was just great. The cheesecake, to me, I didn't enjoy. And I used to always really enjoy cheesecake, and it just felt really heavy and didn't have a lot of flavor.
Well, and the caution with the dairy products is basically the cholesterol and the fat.
Right.
You know, so you just moderate it because, yes, your body does need a modicum of it, but not in overindulgence.
Right. So when I was looking for some of the other things that I learned while I was on my program was that water was just such an important thing that I kind of forgot about drinking water so much because I was drinking so much juice. And within about 3 or 4 days, I realized I really need to be more disciplined in making sure I was getting my water every day. So that's always
blushing.
Something that's really, go ahead.
I said blushing.
Yeah, it is refreshing.
No, I said and blushing. Flushing your system.
Flushing. It is flushing.
Flushing
your system. Flushing your system. Yeah, you're right.
Flushing. F-L-U-S-H-I-N-G, yes.
And that's very, you know, it's just like doing the dishes. You want to make sure to have enough water to clean out the system. So it works out really, really good. So.
Yeah, you use the soap to wash, and then you use water to rinse. You just—it's another component.
Right. Now, one of the parts of the program that Joe recommends with his books is that you would start the day with a cup of water, with actually a glass of water, and he wanted you to put preferably it was like some hot water with either lemon juice or some apple cider vinegar in it. And both of those really kind of help to wake up the system and make sure that you've got something that's in there that really helps to get the digestive system going. And it also really helps with your skin. It can really clear your skin quality and stuff like that too. So,
one of the things with that is that you really should look into the other book about eating for your blood type, because I think it was blood type A benefits from the vinegar and water, whereas other blood types don't.
Hmm, that's interesting.
So it's another consideration in your equation.
Uh-huh. That would be a great show to do just on its own about, you know, eating for your blood type. So that would be, could you talk about that, Gloria?
I would love to say yes, but at this time it would have to be in the future.
Yeah, I know you've got lots on her plate. She's working a full-time job, and she's got stuff she's doing. So there you go. It's something we can definitely talk about that for the future too. So, along with that too, is because they had a Mind Body Green had a really great article about things that healthy people do every morning, and that was one of the things they suggested as well. Having that glass with either the lemon juice or the apple cider vinegar to as soon as you get up and you're moving around to have that. To have a page of gratitude, you know, take some time to journal every day and make a list of things you're grateful for, because that really helps you to come into that mindset of being appreciative of what you already have. And when you can do that, the Spirit always blesses us with more, because we really can come from that place of just realizing that we have so much to be grateful for. It really helps with that too. And the next thing was to take a deep, you know, to go outside and just take a deep breath and stretch your body and move your body. And wanted to suggest, we had a past show with Amy, which is a friend of Kim and I, actually my sister and Kim's, that Donna Eden, if you go to YouTube, she's got a really wonderful 5-minute program where it really helps to stimulate a lot of the meridians of the body. And it's a real simple thing that you can do that really has benefited, personally for her, it changed her health when she got into the Chinese practices that she introduced with the 5-minute programs that she has. And it's been a 30-year love of hers to show people how to do that, and I really want to encourage people to do that as well. And surprise, surprise, having a healthy breakfast is having a smoothie or a juice. Having juice for the first thing in the morning too, so that's another thing that works out really, really well for all that. So,
Robin,
some really great suggestions. Yeah, Gloria.
One of the things that I would like to add is that I've become a really big fan of fresh grown things. I know I haven't been growing a lot, but with the onions and the green onions and the celery, and then my attempt at growing potatoes. The flavor in them, just fresh out of the garden, is so pungent, and you really don't need to eat as much.
Mm-hmm.
Because the body, I'm finding that when my body recognizes the flavor of the food, it's more satisfying. Mm-hmm. I had a potato that was no bigger than a ping pong ball. I mean, it was smaller. And it had so much flavor, I was so surprised because it was so small, and it was nothing like eating a potato from the store.
Mm. So, how long did it take you to grow the potato?
What was that?
How long did it take you to grow the potato?
Well, I just filled a bag with dirt and kind of let it be. So I harvest them every couple months, but I haven't been going gung-ho on them. You know, like a lot of people do, where they have a huge production process.
Uh-huh.
And they're just kind of out there, and I'm ignoring them for the most part, other than watering them and adding dirt. And the occasional bug that comes and eats all the leaves. They're very hardy, and they grow right back. And yeah. I picked up some, I've got 3 different kinds that I got from the grocery store. I have purple potatoes, I have new potatoes, and I have russet potatoes. And they all started getting the eyes on them. And I looked up online about how to grow them so that you've got good potatoes instead of you know, something that's rotten. And it's amazing just how simple they are. It's like a cactus. You water it and you ignore it.
Hey, that sounds the kind of vegetables I want to have.
Well, I think
water,
potatoes,
you know, the more love and water you give them, the better off they are, I'm sure.
I think a potato is considered a fruit, though.
Is it really? Potatoes are fruit?
I think it's part of a tomato family.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. I would have put them as a vegetable. That's interesting. Well, you know, anytime you can do your own gardening and grow your own, you know, with fruits and vegetables, it's... about is going around your neighborhood with people who have fruit trees or whatever else they're growing, because everybody, you know, depending on where that, they're always having more they want to give away because they've got so much that they have going on, and have it where people can be doing exchanges with the different stuff they have within the community. So that's always another way of being able to benefit from it on a nutritional level.
Even if you offer to buy it, because, yeah, it's great that they're growing it, but asking for something for free is not always the way to go.
Right. Right. Well, I was considering trade, but, you know, yeah, definitely, you know, offering to pay so much to have that, you know, go along with it. So, well, we're at our 30 minutes. It goes so super, super fast. I want to thank Kim and Gloria and Mr. Jamie for joining me and just kind of celebrating my my victory of my 20 days. I was able to do it pretty easily. So if anybody has any questions or comments, you know, please go ahead and leave them again with this episode. And I know we really want to thank you again for joining us here at the cafe. So I'll check with you guys next time. Thanks for joining us.
Good night, everyone.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.